Montreal.
For CJLO News, I'm Serena Abuljoud. On Friday, September 6, 26-year-old Turkish-American activist Ayşenur Ezgi Ege was shot and killed by an Israeli soldier during a protest against illegal Israeli settlements near the city of Nablus. Nablus governor Hassan Dahlas told Al Jazeera that an autopsy confirmed Ege was killed by a sniper bullet to the head. She died at a Nablus hospital due to her wounds. Dahlas also said that an official ceremony will be held in Nablus to commemorate Ege after her body is given to her family. Israeli forces said that its soldiers had discharged their firearms at a protester who was throwing rocks at them, and that they are currently probing into the killing of a foreign national. However, Ege's family called on the U.S. to conduct an independent investigation into her murder, saying that an Israeli inquiry is not enough. On Saturday, Israeli raids killed at least 61 Palestinians in Gaza. 3 women and 2 children were killed in the east of the Nusayrat refugee camp in central Gaza due to Israeli shelling. Another Israeli airstrike targeted a school-turned-shelter for displaced Palestinians and killed at least 3 people in northern Gaza. The Israeli military said that the strike targeted Hamas members who were operating inside the school. In the last few months, Israel struck several schools in which displaced Palestinians were sheltering and claimed that their targets were Hamas fighters who had been hiding inside. According to the health ministry in Gaza, almost 41,000 Palestinians have been killed by Israel since October 7th, most of whom are women and children. On Sunday, 18 people in central Syria were killed by Israeli missiles and nearly 40 were injured. A military source told the Syrian Arab news agency that the attack came from northwestern Lebanese airspace and targeted several military sites. The source also stated that the Syrian air defense system intercepted some of the missiles. 2 regional intelligence sources said that one of the sites that were struck was a military research center for chemical arms production located near the city of Masyaf. The Minister of Electricity, Mohammed Al-Zamel, said that the strike caused serious damage to water and electricity infrastructure and that most of the victims and wounded were civilians. Local news outlets also reported damage around the coastal city of Tartus. The Israeli military did not comment on its attacks at time of recording. For more, follow CJLO News on Spotify.
Hello, and I hope everyone's having a wonderful Sunday. Today's episode is being recorded in my friend's Allison's apartment in Ottawa. So I'm once again back in the nation's capital. Allison and her friend Nita will be making an appearance later on in today's episode, and they'll share some of their favorite songs and talk a bit about it. But for today, I have some sick tunes. MJ Lenderman released his album last week, and I've listened to it, the entire thing, a million times already. I think he's my celebrity crush for sure. And if you're listening, MJ, I am available and free tonight and tomorrow night. I'm super free, MJ Lenderman, if you want to grab a coffee or something. But yeah, no, I'm joking, obviously. So for today's song, I will be playing a song off his record. I know he's not under the Canadian banner, but sometimes on the show I make exceptions, and today I'm making an exception for MJ Lenderman. So today I'll be playing his song Wristwatch, which I don't think I have a favorite song on the album. I think I love all of them equally. So yeah, enjoy Wristwatch, and then keep a ear out for Allison and Nita's song picks later on in today's episode. And Allison's currently in the same room as me as I'm recording, so I feel a bit nervous. I'm trying to produce the best episode I can to make her proud. And also, thank you so much for letting me crash at your place. Allison just graduated from law school with her fiance, so congratulations on your engagement and law school. They are some of the brightest and smartest minds out here. And yeah, I did my undergrad with Allison. That's how you know each other. We'll like yap more about that later. Truly a wonderful gal, and I'm actually not only talking to the mic about it, but like looking at her directly in the eyes passionately while she's working on some adult stuff. But yeah, anyways, this is MJ Lenderman with Wristwatch.
So you say I've got
That was Wristwatch by MJ Letterman. Up next is Petals by Tops. I played one of their songs last week, their rendition of Sunday, which I'm really obsessed with. I really like it when bands take an old song and do a cover of it and I guess modernize it in the current times, but also adapt it to like their own sound. I've been listening to Sunday by the Tops and also by the original artist on repeat. But yeah, this is Petals by Tops, quite an older song, 7 years old, but it's always good to revisit older sounds from a band. And I think they have an upcoming concert in Montreal. I'll double check the date and as always get back to you guys on that. Tops. Up next is another Montreal classic band, pretty cliche and maybe overplayed, but I recently watched this YouTube video about, I forgot the name of it, but it's basically this guy was doing a deep dive on the Myland and the influence of the Myland on Montreal music, and they talked a lot about the suburbs and by the Arcade Fire, and that just made me that want to play it on today's episode. So this is The Suburbs by Arcade Fire, a very well-known and beloved band from Montreal. I don't have to go too deep into them, so I'm sure you guys all love and listen to Arcade Fire.
We'll be right back. Montreal, get ready for the event of the season. On September 27th, Over the Rainbow is coming to Pop Montreal. But what's a ball, you ask? A ball is a vibrant celebration of identity and self-expression, rooted in the LGBTQ+ Black and Latinx communities of 1970s New York. Walkers compete in categories like runway, realness, face, and performance, bringing their fiercest looks and moves to the floor. Now, Over the Rainbow is your chance to witness this incredible culture right here in Montreal. With DJ Cherry on the decks and Broadway keeping the energy high as your commentator, it's gonna be a night to remember. It's all happening at the historic Rialto Theater, 5723 Park Avenue. Doors open at 7:30 p.m. Whether you're voguing, spectating, or just there to celebrate, this is your night to shine. Get your tickets now at popmontreal.com. Over the Rainbow, September 27th. Don't miss out on one of the most exciting nights of the year.
For the best new music from around the globe, with a respectful nod to the musical pioneers of the past and a whole lot more, join me, Danny Payne, on The Pressure Drop every Monday at 5 on CGLO 1690 AM or CGLO.com.
You're listening to CJLO Shoobidoop. You're listening to CJLO Shoobidoop. You're listening to CJLO.
Oh, yeah! CJLO! We got the soul! Oh, yeah! I can feel it!
CJLO!
I can feel it!
CJLO!
It's so smooth! We like sin, baby! Sin for your shit! CJLO.
Yeah, so before the ad break, I played Suburbs by Arcade Fire, and I just want to like circle back on that whole theme on that YouTube video I watched on like the My Lend as an epicenter for like art and music in Montreal and like throughout the decades, but also like maybe more early 2000s. And it was one of those like deep dive music videos. It was really well done. Honestly, one of my guilty pleasures is just rotting in bed or on the couch at home and like watching different like video essays on YouTube. My personal favorite channel is Brody Deschanel, where like they kind of like analyze different movies and different like media social phenomenons and like really kind of deconstruct it, like, and it's like a very like more academic way. The research is like really well done, and it really makes you go like, huh, I kind of hated that movie, but the way they present the movie, there's more to it than I expected. But all that to say, my weak spot are video essays on YouTube that explore different music or like different cultural like phenomenons, whether in Montreal or abroad. So yeah, me, if you're listening to this and you have an inkling to make a YouTube video essay, please do it. I will eat that shit up. But anyways, up next is a song, Heaven, by Knitting, with a recently released album from last week. I love them. I've played them on the show before, and I'll continue playing them. But yeah, this is Knitting with their latest release, and congratulations for a successful new album.
There's some
That was Knitting with their song Heaven. Up next is an older song by the band Chocolat. They're from Montreal, Quebec, with their song Online. And I hope I pronounced that well. I wonder how like a non-francophone would pronounce that. But yeah, no, I just, what attracted me to this song was just the fact that it's called Online, and I think that is totally epic. But yeah, enjoy Online by Chocolat. That was All Why by Chocolat, and up next is Peach Ginger by Luella, and after that I'll be playing some Sasha K, who I'll dive into a bit more deeper after the song.
Drink it up, drink me up, yeah, dripping down your cheek, it's your pillow, yeah. Ginger tea, white leaves steep, never were too sweet. Bitter, my conscience weak. Overthinking as you sleep. I'm cool, I'm cool, I'm cool, I'm cool. Let's all get drunk and then jump in the pool. Don't mean to talk much on substance abuse. Trying to hide that I'm stressing about you. Drink it up, drink me up. Substance abuse. I've felt uneasy since kicking with you.
Drink it up, yeah. Dripping down your drink, it's your.
Yeah, so that was Peach Ginger Tea by Luella. I thought it was like interesting. I was like, you know, reading up and like reading the different comments on their video, and I think someone commented that their sound is very similar to like Kali Uchi's. I don't know if I butchered that name. I'm so sorry if I did not pronounce her name properly, but I think definitely it does remind me a lot of her, but not like in a bad way. Obviously, it's always like nice and refreshing to kind of like point out, this will bring me on a different tangent, but yeah, point out the similarities of an emerging artist or a smaller artist, and find the similarities and a well-known artist, but never in a bad way. I think it's just, I think sometimes we forget that to make music you need to be inspired, and a lot of art, you need to start somewhere and you need to find your sound, and what better way to do that than inspire yourself than from a well-known musician that you like. And it brings me on this like tangent. I don't know how I feel about it, but like oftentimes like we'll see a criticism of like an artist and people will say, they sound exactly like this band, and obviously copyright laws exist, and stealing someone else's art for yourself for profit, that's a big no-no. We can all agree on that. But I think criticizing an artist, and this is like not okay, this is like also like not, no shade to Peach Ginger Tea by Luella, I think just listening to that and seeing someone compare them to Kali Uchi's kind of just like sparked this train of thought that'll be going on. And I do a lot of random trains of thoughts on this show, and if you have an opinion on it too, let me know. Would love to hear it. But yeah, I think like, and oftentimes like when people have criticism of an artist, they'll just be like, oh yeah, they're not good based on the merits that they sound exactly like this person, which I don't think is always valid, because to make music, and one of the key things is like, if you start making music, and when you make music you need to start somewhere, and use inspiration and sounds from like artists you like to like help find your own sound. And I've always thought that, not ideology, but that way of viewing how to make music is so valid, because you don't exist in a vacuum, and the ideas, the notes don't just come to you, they're not like revealed to you by divine intervention. Like, we exist in the context of all things that came before and after us. Like, I don't know, I always like thought that type of criticism kind of like irking a bit, being like, oh, like invalidate someone's art because it's exactly sounds similar to something else. I'm like, at the end of the day, like, yeah, that is true, but like, I don't know, you need to start somewhere. And I've always kind of found that type of criticism invalidating and not always cool. But yeah, this is like a tangent, this is like the tangent of today's episode. I just really, I don't know, thinking about that, reading that comment, and I think they mentioned it in the next way. I think the person that commented under their song was like, right, like it does sound like Kali Uchi's, and it made me think. I'm like, yeah, like it's really nice to like listen to an artist that sounds like another famous artist, but like appropriate the style and the sound and in their own way and their own voice. But yeah, today's tangent, that was today's tangent was brought to you by my train of thought. I am, for some reason, I'm really traveling by train. I traveled from Montreal to Ottawa yesterday. Sometimes traveling just gets me really tired, but also I mentioned it before, did a bar class with my friend Allison today, and that workout really worked me out. But yeah, I'm gonna stop rambling. I think I've been rambling for a bit. I apologize for this like incessant rambling. But up next is Sasha Kaye, and with her song Comedy. I absolutely adore Sasha Kaye. I first saw them live when they opened for Greg Freeman at Niska Griff, and we chatted after, both in briefly in person maybe, but definitely like on Instagram after, because I don't know, I don't have to justify why I was talking to them after. We had a nice chat. They're super kind, and their music is amazing, and I hope to see them live again soon. Their live show was so beautiful, and that night was a beautiful night, seeing Greg Freeman and like Sasha Kaye opening for Greg Freeman. That was a nice night. But yeah, without further ado, this is Comedy by Sasha Kaye, my queen. So this is a part of the episode where I introduce you guys to my very generous host, Allison. We met in undergrad, your third year, and I was the first year we had a class together, amongst other shenanigans in class, seriousness, and off campus shenanigans. Interrogation point. But yeah, as I said before, Allison just got engaged with her fiance. They both went to law school. Incredibly smart. She is a lawyer now. Or do you
I'm
become
an
article?
Oh yeah, I can't be a lawyer yet.
Oh yeah, but yeah. So for today's episode, I want to like include a song that she chose. As I said before, she teaches a bar class to like law student. I mean, law graduate, articling student, and teaches bar twice a week at. What's it called again? Bars and Wheels in Ottawa. So if you're ever in Ottawa, stop by Bars on Wheels in your Elgin. But yeah, no. So as I was saying, in these classes, like these bar classes, part of like teaching the course is coming up with a playlist. And Allison, is this stressful?
I mean, yeah, it can be really hard trying to pick music because you want to make sure that everyone likes the music, right?
Yeah. So like all that to say, we can relate on the stress of finding good music, and I just wanted to let Allison choose a song and talk about it and how it relates to, like, you know, teaching courses. So yeah, here's Allison.
Hey guys, I hope you enjoy the song that I chose today. I really love this artist. She comes out of Spain, I think, and she's really fun. If you've ever like heard the Let Me Take a Selfie song, a lot of her music is very like that, but they take the concept of having someone kind of talk and do an intro to kind of tell a story. So in this song, the story that she's telling is that she's kind of talking to like a young person like at a bar, kind of critiquing people who go to bars. They're like, oh, like this is so boring. I'm too cool to dance. Like, I just want to look hot. It's like the whole point of the song is, okay, well, you're young. Have fun. Dance. Like, you're not too cool to be here. Like, that sucks. But I really love her style. I really love her sound. And I found that this song was like really good for bar because it was very upbeat and like poppy. And with her talking in the background, it can kind of distract you from how much you're sweating and how much you're working.
Standing there on the
corner,
yeah, talking about like, oh, I'm so bored with life.
Bored by NG. Like, hope you enjoy and hope to see you guys all at Bars and Wheels one day.
There's endless things that you can do, so I don't get it. Why are you
bored?
Them girls be getting
bored.
Those boys are always
bored.
Do you want an award? Everybody's so
shh.
Like this since you were
four.
And always wanting
more.
I'm done and there's the
door.
I'm too young to be
bored.
Yeah, you're so cool shitting on girls while you're hitting jewels.
Yeah.
And yeah, you're so right. This place sucks and you hate the vibes. It's too loud and it's not the crowd. Just got here and you're bitching around.
You're literally 20.
Here's some advice. Shut the fuck up and please calm down.
You could go and ride a bike. Take a drug and fly a kite. Call your mom and start a fight. If you like, you can kick it, you can hit it. If you don't like it, you can quit it.
There's endless things that you can do, so I don't get it.
Get it.
Bored. Them girls be getting
bored.
Like this since you were
four.
And always wanting
more.
I'm done and there's a
door.
I'm too young to be
B-O-R-E-D.
Get the heck away from me.
B-O-R-E-D.
Get the heck away from me.
B-O-R-E-D.
Get the heck away from me.
B-O-R-E-D.
Get the heck away.
Get it if you peaked in middle school. But like, grow up, you're 22. Go outside, get a life. To burn and here's some ice.
You can kick it, you can hit it. You don't like it, you can quit.
There's endless things that you can do, so I don't get it.
Bored.
Them girls be getting
bored.
Those boys are always
bored.
Do you want an award?
Everybody's so
oh my god.
Like this since you were
bored.
And always wanting
more.
I'm done and there's a
door.
Why are you
bored?
Get the heck away from me.
The International Projection Mapping Festival, MAP MTL, returns for its 9th edition from September 24th to 28th. Don't miss their flagship event, the Digital Block Party, from September 26th to 28th at Skate Park Van Horn. On the program, mapping projections, electronic music performances with Shift Radio, food stalls, creative workshops, all in a neighborhood party atmosphere. Reserve your free tickets on mapmtl.com.
Horrid, you ghastly, and I love you true. So here are some presents I'm sending to you.
If you consider yourself a goblin, ghost, or a ghoul, then you should listen to Deadbeats on Fridays from 3 to 4 with your ghost at the most, me, Pretty Dead Boy. I play most things emo and alternative, and I promise it's just to die for.
You're the coolest little monster that ever put the spook on me.
The trail had been cold for weeks, and this was my last chance to unmask the spy. But what is she taking out of her pocket? A radio? And tuned to what frequency? 1690 AM? That's CGLO in Montreal, Quebec, my favorite radio station. And then I knew. She was on to me.
So I hoped you guys enjoyed that change of pace and different style of music. Thank you, Allison, for your recommendation. But yeah, up next is Suns with their recently released song, well, like full album, with this song. I'll be playing Vanishing Point today. I just want to also shout out Aviva, the Ally Show. I think at this point of like, I probably shout out Ally, the Ally Show, and Aviva, who hosts the Ally Show maybe once a week. They're currently the music director at CJLO, and they put in so much work, hard work, and so much love into the station. I just want to give you a shout out. We got an email. The DJs got an email this week with a bunch of new music and like recommendations and some of her personal faves, and also highlighting new releases from Canadian bands, which is honestly so kind and so great, especially since this show is focused on putting a spotlight on local talent. So thank you so much, Aviva. Your job seems awesome, and I think it's safe to say that we're all so jealous of you, but you're doing such a good job and no one else could do it like you. So yeah, and also love the CJLO social media content and like getting a rundown with like the top five spins every week. I always look forward to hearing those. So thank you so much, Aviva. Also shout out to everyone else at the station. I think just want to take a small moment to share my gratitude. I'll be playing Suns today, and it's quite a long song, 7 minutes long. So if you're in your car, enjoy this rather long song. I love long songs. I'll get to that another time. And with MJ Lenderman's like new album, like the last song is like 10 minutes and it's my favorite. I like them all equally. I love all his songs equally, but yeah, that 10 minute track, man, like just takes you on a trip. But yeah, anyways, enjoy Suns with their song Vanishing Point.
Spinning these wheels of sea.
Would you dance me, baby?
just one real, more than just one real. What you have left is magic. More than just one real, more than just one real. You have left his magic.
So the next song I'll be playing is from a beloved Montreal band called Dresser, and actually want to like shout out Aviva again. Thank you so much for that list of, you know, that list with like the weekly releases, highlighting releases from around the world, but especially from within Montreal and across Canada. You're very helpful, because I actually saw Dresser back in February when they played with Ducks Limited and the Wesleys during the Tavern Tour at Quai des Brumes. So I actually saw them a very long time ago. But I should be more plugged in and more locked in as I host a weekly show on Canadian content. And but it's always nice to have, you know, people within the community to nudge you and, you know, also highlight music and give suggestions. But yeah, I just need to lock in. It's been a very emotional and tumultuous past month, so I think I'm gonna forgive myself for not being plugged in for this. But yeah, anyways, Dresser recently released an album called Fuel, and I'll be playing their song Competency. As I said before, I saw them on during the Tavern tour at Quai des Brumes, and for me that night was very transformative, because I think if I could trace back a moment in time to like when I really immersed myself back in the Montreal music scene, it would be that night in February when I went to see Ducks, Wesley's, and Dresser. Having been away from Montreal for 4 years, you know, for school and such, coming back to Montreal was a very scary move, in the way that, you know, I didn't see myself moving back to Montreal, and then move back to Montreal and, you know, having lived in London for a year and, you know, did my undergrad in Toronto, so on and so forth. But I think that night really catapults me back into the music scene, and made me find my flow and feel back at home. Feel more at home in Montreal. Like, you know, made me feel more at home in a city that I call home. But yeah, no, so very important night for me personally and my personal growth journey with regards to music. But yeah, no, looking back, the crowd was amazing. The people were so nice. And that's also the night that I first found out about the Wesleys, and my deep appreciation for them. Their music is epic, and everything kind of crazy. Montreal's literally a village, and everything is so small, and everything is connected, and it's also just so lovely. This is another tangent, but just like very beautiful to just see everything kind of, all the puzzle pieces fall into place, and also just appreciate how like tight the music scene is here, and but there's also so much to discover at the same time. But yeah, without further ado, this is Dresser with their song Competency.